This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's either the magic touch or the kiss of death for Yahoo. Users of Tumblr, the photo-rich blogging and social media site, aren't happy, but Yahoo is buying it up for $1.1 billion in an all-cash deal, which extends the brand of Yahoo into this social media space, while Yahoo has been exhibiting some continuing financial shrinkage, even under the restorative leadership of Marissa Mayer. All-cash deal? Yahoo needed to do something like this, but users don't think there's much in it for Tumblr. Joining us now is Manoush Zomorodi, host of WNYC's New Tech City. Welcome, Manoush.
Thanks so much, John.
So before we get to the Tumblr user reaction, which has been entertaining to say the least, what's in this for Yahoo?
Okay, so basically Yahoo wants to be cool again, right? So by purchasing Tumblr, it gets this very visual, very simple blogging site with a social media twist. But the key thing is the demographic. It's used by millions of people under the age of 24, and that's what Yahoo wants to get into their sort of ecosystem. As Marissa Mayer tries to revive the Yahoo brand, she's obviously willing to spend a lot of money to it, but what they need is they need those young people to come and use Tumblr within Yahoo.
And, you know, this begins to look like the Rupert Murdoch MySpace scenario in the sense that he tried to buy coolness and ended up just making MySpace uncool.
Right. Well, that's a very good way to look at it. But there's also other ones who have done it more successfully. Facebook paid about $1 billion for the photo sharing service Instagram last year. That seems to have worked out pretty well in terms of bringing Instagram users to Facebook. They've kind of left Instagram alone since then, so it'll be interesting to see what they do. Google paid $1.65 billion in stock for YouTube 7 years ago. So these older internet companies, they want access to these very engaged younger audiences. And they want content, John, right? They want people who are going to come and create cool content so then they have a way of getting them with search or news or whatever other service they're offering.
Although this is a little bit of the puzzle. I mean, in the case of Instagram and Facebook, people can use Instagram to assist them in posting content into the Facebook universe. With YouTube, it makes perfect sense to have a searchable YouTube function on Google as a way of enhancing, well, what's a video on that that I'm searching for already? It's hard to see how Tumblr is going to fit on the existing Yahoo pages, yes?
Well, I agree. But, you know, Marissa Mayer's only been there for about a year. And we know from her time that she spent at Google that her aesthetic is very clean, that she's very, she really has vision. So right now we know she's done about, I don't know, what, half a dozen acquisitions, mostly for talent, and that she's in the midst of turning around a really big ship. So my guess is she's not spending $1 billion, you know, just to see what happens. I think she probably has plans of integrating it in a way that we have seen also with YouTube and potentially Instagram as well. But, you know, you're mentioning Instagram. It's interesting, though. Facebook has pretty much let Instagram either be integrated into Facebook if they want, but it's also they've also kind of let it just exist on its own, too. So it'll be interesting. There's different ways of doing it, it looks like.
Well, part of this could be the mobile play for Yahoo, which is a really interesting issue. And Tumblr actually functions much better in the mobile space than existing Yahoo content. Let's talk a little bit about user negativity. Somebody said this morning in one of their posts, oh, hey, guys, it could have been AOL.
Well, that's a positive spin on it, I guess. Yeah, I mean, there is this core group of people who are not happy, right? And they are probably going to move on to another cooler, more edgy or subversive platform. But I do think that Yahoo knows it needs to keep the base, the Tumblr base, happy. So it's probably not going to mess with them that much, at least at the beginning. You know, I think some of the more vocal people on Tumblr, and I mean, they're hilarious, some of the stuff that's on
there.
They are
hilarious, yes.
Yahoo was another one that I saw. I like that one.
Right.
So
wait a month and Tumblr could have bought Yahoo, right? I think that was one. Also.
That's interesting. Well, they only made, what, $13 million last year, allegedly. So I'm not sure how much cash they have on hand. But everyone seems to think it's a good marriage, except for the core users who, let's face it, they don't want to pay for the service. They certainly don't want ads on there. But how sustainable is that really in the long run?
Well, Marissa definitely has cash and she's going to use it to buy Tumblr. And my kids love Tumblr. I had no idea they were so edgy and insurgent.
The key being the young part, right?
There you go.
Were they even born when Yahoo was founded?
That's correct. So in the demo, that's where they want to rule. Manoush Zomorodi is host of WNYC's New Tech City. Thanks so much, Manoush.
Good to talk to you, John.
This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.